Welcome to the Future of Ground Transportation podcast, where we discuss the exciting innovations that lie ahead for organizational ground transportation. Each episode, we cover topics tailored to those resolving transportation-related challenges and provide tips, tools, and trends that will inspire you to stay ahead of the curve. And now, here's your host, Daniel Perez.
Welcome to the Future of Ground Transportation. Today, we have a special guest, Mr. Howard Bornstein, president of CharterUp.
Howard, hey, Daniel.
Good enough to say.
Hey, Daniel. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
It's our pleasure. So let's get a little bit of to get to know you on a personal level, and then we could talk about how you raised $60 million on your first Series A and how you are disrupting the and impacting the industry one way or another.
Sure
so
thing.
How did you get started? Give us a little bit about your background and how did you get started.
Yeah, so CharterUp, we're the largest platform for large group travel, ground travel. So you can think of everything above an SUV, basically sprinters, minibuses, all the way up to 56 passenger charter buses. And if you're a transportation booker, we'll make it easier, cheaper, more reliable to find the transportation that they need for their group travel. And for operators, we provide a seamless solution to increase your utilization, grow your fleet, help offload the burden of sales, marketing, customer support, collections, the whole nine yards. Basically, make it easier to make more money is our value proposition to the bus operators.
Awesome. Thank you. So how did you get started? How did you came up with this idea? I know from what I read in your bio, obviously you come from venture capital and bank capital as well. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your background and your experience and how you develop into this business model.
For sure. Well, the credit really goes to our founder, Amir Harris. He comes from the busing industry. He grew up in it, grew up helping his uncle with a very small limo and bus company, and just saw opportunities to help that grow and then opportunities to transform the industry. My background is a bit of a mix of investing in technology companies and helping to start them and grow them. And I first met Amir about 6 years ago, and I had developed this idea I call the Rule of 30, which is looking for companies, ideas that are working on industries that haven't changed too much in over 30 years. And my view is that if there's something that hasn't changed in 30 years, there's probably an opportunity for technology to really help make it better. And so that was kind of our connection, and worked together for 3 or 4 years. And then about 2.5 years ago, Amir asked me to join full-time to help CharterUp grow.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing the context. So how long has CharterUp been in business now?
I think it's been about 6 years.
6 years. And as you guys continue to penetrate into the industry, what challenges do you guys see and foresee in the near future?
Look, I think the consumer is becoming more and more demanding. And that means that for operators, you've got to get more and more sophisticated and thoughtful about how you serve that consumer and how you handle their requests and how responsive you are to that consumer, and have multiple ways to connect with that consumer, whether it's email, website, text messaging, phone. You know, they want it all, and they want it now, and they're used to receiving that level of support in so many other facets of their business. And if you've run a bus company, I mean, you know that is not possible. It's not practical. That's not, you know, these are physical assets. They're moving around, they're moving people, stuff happens. And so I think that a really big change that's coming to our industry is just that wave of consumer expectation that has, you know, we've seen it with flights. When's the last time you called someone to book a flight? Like, we just, it's so long, right? We just see it in so many hotels, everything, so many aspects of our life. And I think, you know, whether it's sooner or later, it is a wave of innovation that is coming, and we need to be prepared and ideally proactive. And the ones who figure out ways to automate and scale those elements sooner, they're gonna grow their market share, because the customer's gonna vote with their feet.
Thank you. So in the realm of automation, how is ShutterUp sort of enable those transactions for the customers, right? How are you guys sort of innovating in that aspect, whether it's with online reservations, booking apps?
Yes. Look, if a customer calls ShutterUp or goes to our website, you can speak to someone, you can email someone, you can go online and just use a sales bot online. You can book a bus in under 60 seconds, and you can get a view of all of our partner operators in a market. You can see their fleet, you can learn about them, you get their prices, and then you can check out online instantly. And that's all reserved, that's said and done. ShutterUp handles everything on the back end. So if the operator has an issue, we work with them on it. If something happens and the operator, you know, gets a flat tire or has a cracked windshield or something and can't, the driver's sick, can't serve, you know, has COVID, can't service the trip, we will work incredibly fast to find another driver, another bus, another company who can pick that up and take care of it, so the customer isn't left without a bus. If you are like most customers, you have a lot of questions. You have changes. Some are small, some are big. We find that our partners really, really value the fact that we consolidate all of that and handle all of that for them. And so for the operators using our platform, you're putting in your inventory, you're putting in your pricing, you're putting in different preferences that you have about trips you want to do. You want weekend business, you don't. You want weekday business, you don't. You want shuttle business, or you want charter business. You put in your preferences, and then we leverage our sales and marketing engines and teams and start going to work to find you more business. And then when that comes through, all you have to do is accept it. And so if you've, you know, it's a very, very simple, sleek, friendly user interface. And actually, I think DPV just onboarded last week, if I'm not mistaken. So excited to have you as a partner.
Yeah, we just got started, and we're looking forward to working with you guys and really encounter and experience the platform and see how it could bring a mutual beneficial outcome, not only for DPV, but for all the listeners that are operating bus companies and fleets. We're looking into the possibilities of increasing our utilization, and this is where we find it attractive and see what the actual possibilities are. So when we talk about utilization, what sort of technology do you have in place to identify patterns or to really optimize large fleets, whether you're a small bus company that owns one or two buses versus, you know, companies like us that have 100 plus buses?
Yeah, we work with everyone, and we try to meet all of our partners where they are. For large fleets like DPV, we've got all sorts of custom things that we can do. We've got different ways to create more dedicated support teams, point of contacts, custom settings. Basically make it easier, because at that scale, you've got a much more complex set of inventory situations right now. You probably have a much more dynamic or complex mix of types of vehicles, of shuttles, of charter availability versus not. And so we can actually get in there and work with you to really understand, look, what are the places where you're looking to fill things in? And then we will set our engine and our algorithms to go identify, hey, when there's a trip that comes in that can match us to that, let's make sure we get you in front of the customer. Now, obviously, they've still got to pick you, and they've got to see your amenities and say, hey, this is a company that I want to work with. But that algorithm and matching, I think, really works to the advantage of our operators. Now, if you're a smaller operator, you've got probably a slightly different set of problems that you're working on, right? You've got four buses, you've got eight buses. You're trying to figure out how do you get just over that hump, just big enough where now you can start doing things in a bit more sophisticated way. And so, just having someone who's answering the phone so that you're not trying to figure out, hey, do I pull over while I'm you know, driving a ride to pick up this sales lead, or is this a sales lead, or is it a customer who's got a trip in 3 weeks and they've just got a question and it could go to voicemail, I'll call them back on the weekend. We help make that so much easier so that all you're doing is teeing up your inventory. You manage your inventory in the platform. We know exactly when you've got vehicles available, and we make sure to start sending trips to you for those openings.
Totally. And how are for the larger fleets, how do they compete? How can they compete with someone that has four buses, plenty of more availability, probably monitoring every element of their business versus someone that has 100 plus buses? So like, how do you guys manage sort of that exclusivity within each territory and region?
Yeah, look, we've got different levels of partner program so that as you've, proven your reliability on the platform, you get good customer ratings, then there's additional depths of partnership and certified partners and other sort of ways to get even more sort of ingrained in the partnership and even more business from CharterUp. But part of our theory is, look, customers value choice. Customers want to see options out there, and they want to make an informed decision about what's best for them. And we really help make that possible. And so in doing so, it's also really good feedback, and we'll work with our partners and provide direct feedback on, hey, what could you do to increase your number of referrals? What could you do to, get more business? Is it something where, your deadhead mileage rate is just not competitive for over the road trips? And so if what you're trying to do is get really big 4, 7, et cetera, day trips, and your deadhead rate is just too high, well, it's going to be a lot harder to get picked from Boston to Chicago than someone else who's got a slightly more flexible deadhead rate or over the road rate. So there's different elements, but we work with our partners to really hone that in and help them. Part of the vision is to help operators run and build their businesses more effectively by providing them with a lot of support that, no one's going around, giving out support. And with us, our model makes it possible.
Got it. And when we switching a little bit of the subjects, when we talk about the future of transportation between flying cars, autonomous vehicles, what is your overall perspective when we talk about flying cars and autonomous vehicles? I'm sure that before you guys raise all this money, probably the investors had tons of concerns behind it, or maybe not. I'm assuming so.
Look, I'm most excited about flying cars. I can't wait for it. I used to love the Jetsons, but my guess is it's still going to be a while. Look, I think electrification is a big trend. I think more people being more comfortable taking buses is a big trend. I think that people deciding not to buy cars and finding other ways to commute is actually a growing consumer desire. More eco-friendly is becoming a big trend. I think we're going to start seeing more and more electric vehicles. I think it's still got a ways to go for your everyday charter experience, But I do think more and more we will start seeing electric vehicles. Autonomous, you know, I think we've got a ways to go before we get to, my guess is we have a ways to go before we get to autonomous buses. You know, I think the first place is autonomous cars, and people are going to people will have to get comfortable with large number of autonomous cars, individual owners of autonomous cars, and all the regulation and insurance and legal stuff that goes around it before we're going to start seeing autonomous buses be the norm. I'm curious to hear what you think. I think it will happen someday, because, you know, but yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know what? It's funny because I have interviewed numerous of thought leaders in this subject, between folks that are manufacturing autonomous vehicles and are looking for ways to tap into the flying vehicles, and no one has a crystal ball right now. So it's really, I would say, the average, I am guessing it would be from 5 to 10 years until we get a more certainty on the authority and the user friendly and the acceptance behind it. So, but it's like the winter, it's coming at one point, right? And then, in regards to electrification, how is ChatterUp entering into the market? How are you guys preparing into that consumer's mind and understanding those needs, especially for Fortune 1000 companies or transit agencies as well?
Yeah, look, you nailed it, in terms of kind of who's leading the charge on it. The larger customers with larger long-term shuttle needs, they're at the forefront of being able to really dictate. Because I think it's, you know, in some places they're truly dictating of, hey, we need electric vehicles. And that is helping operators make the decision to start slowly flipping their fleet towards electric. We work with different operators as well. Hey, do you want to start getting into the space? How can we help be an avenue for generating demand for your electric vehicles and serving that to customers? And we do see customers ask for it, and we're working on driving it and working on growing that. Part of our view is that we can actually be a big positive player in that switching of fleets. It's going to take some work.
Totally. And then switching again a little bit of the subject, Howard, what has been your experience that you could possibly share with working with so many operators, and sort of as a visionary, and especially coming from the tech industry, what has been the challenges working with operators, and what recommendation will you give to a lot of the recommendations that are listening to this podcast, whether is improving the operating system where they run, is it the technology to integrate with various platforms and be able to tap into ChatterUp and any other platforms? Is it their dispatch software? What comes to your mind when it comes into technology and working with operators?
Yeah, I mean, I can share on technology. I think, look, every, as much as it's, I don't know if it's cheesy or what, but like every operator is different. There's lots of similar problems, but everyone has their sort of own flavor. I think, you know, handling mechanical issues and the choice between, you know, fleet age and reliability and maintenance costs versus upfront costs, I think just sort of that decision around their biggest expenses is a really tough one. Insurance and the cost of insurance is an item that really hits a lot of operators, and is a place that we're looking for ways to bring value to our partners in helping to bring down their insurance costs. And hopefully that'll be something that we can really start making a dent in not too long from now. In terms of technology, you know, there's a couple, you know, places that we integrate with. We integrate with a lot of the ELDs, and make it seamless for our partners to provide or to enable a, you know, seamless and sometimes higher level of service through the ChargerUp platform. And so for a lot of operators, that bridging of the interface to the customer is something that they really value in what we do, because that now becomes an extension of their brand. You know, I think it is a tough, you know, tough industry there. There's some newer softwares that have started up, you know, some of which we've seen, that are, I think, really helping to make a difference for operators, make it much easier from a software perspective to manage their business. I think now is a good time to be out there. And at least if you haven't evaluated stuff, now is a good time to be out there taking a look, because there is stuff out there. You know, I think over the next year or two, we're going to really see a lot more, you know, dedicated, you know, software that's like truly dedicated to bus operators that will make a difference.
Totally. Thank you. Appreciate your perspective. And switching a little bit again of the topics, in regards to, and maybe you could take a couple of seconds, what has been the best business advice that you have gotten through your career?
Oh my goodness. The best business advice I've received. I've received so much good advice. That's a tough one. I was fortunate enough once, to meet, I want to say it was one of the heads or former heads of Citibank. And he said something that's stuck with me now for over 10 years. And he said, look, if you tell me where you sit, I'll tell you where you stand. And for me, that idea of understanding where someone else is coming from, and that if you can understand where they're coming from, you'll have so much more insight and understanding into who they are and what drives them and really how to work well together. I think that to me was really profound, because it you know, life's short, the world's small, and really being able to work well with other people and form longstanding partnerships, it's just so critical. I think that would be my one item.
That is awesome. Saw some great nuggets right there. And what are your top two or three business books that you recommend?
Oh my gosh.
And my top audiobooks.
Yeah, my top two or three. I think these are all on audiobooks. Turn the Ship Around is my hands down number one book on cultural building, on creating an organization of empowerment. And it's an awesome story about a Navy submarine where the commander or captain turned the worst performing ship into the best performing ship in 1 year. And then it stayed that way for 10 years under his command. And it continued for another 10 years after his command. And he basically shares his thoughts on leadership. So Turn the Ship Around, awesome read or listen. Who? Great book on hiring. Scaling Up, great book on sort of, you know, building a company up from nothing.
Totally. I love this book, guys. Love this book. So I got to check out definitely the Turn the Ship Around. I'm definitely a huge believer on Who and Scaling Up. Do you guys currently run on, what platform do you guys currently run as far as your operating system?
Our operating system, we use a mix of things. We've got our own sort of software platform that we've tried to build. So we've got charterup.com. We've got ChargerUp for Operators. We've got a ChargerUp driver app to make things seamless. And so we have built our own sort of tech team to really try and, you know, part of our value proposition is that we're investing a lot in technology to help build things that will make things easier for our operators and for customers.
Got it. So Howard, thank you very much for being part of the show tonight. How, for all the listeners, how can they stay in touch with you? What is the best way? And obviously, we will put it on the episode notes. But what would be the best way to reach out to you guys and stay in touch?
Love it. Well, if you'd like to be a partner operator at CharterUp, send an email to me, howard@charterup.com. Super easy. You can find me, Howard Bornstein, on LinkedIn. Would love to stay in touch or meet anyone where there's an interesting connection.
Perfect. There you go. Today was a great show. Thank you, Howard, again, and for the CharterUp team for being part of the show tonight. And have a great day. Take care.
Much appreciated. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Future of Ground Transportation. We appreciate you coming along for the ride. If you found value in this episode and want to hear more, please make sure to subscribe to the show.